ladies and gents, welcome back. I have two guests here who are professional tennis players. One is a chicken farmer and the other one is a bunny. What are you?
A bunny rabbit.
Yes. All right, what can you say?
My name's Andrew Chickens, Banana Chickens. I grow bananas, I sell chickens.
Hop hop.
And what are your interests besides tennis?
Bananas and chickens. I sell bananas and sometimes I sell chickens. Ashback, you can look me up. That's ASBAC, Andrew Chickens, Banana and Chickens.
And Bunny? I'm sorry, it seems to be that the bunny is a little bit shy because the chicken is overwhelmingly popular. And so these are avid tennis players. They just finished a round robin against each other. And I can see the bunny is a little bit bloody from all the overhead shots that the chicken made. Chicken, congratulations for winning the match today. What can you say about the trophy that was awarded to you?
My name's Andrew Chicken. Boom, bow! I hit hard today, I struck true, and I'm one. That's what I'm happy about.
And Bunny, I know you cannot stop crying, but sometimes we cannot win everything, right?
So. Yeah, you're a loser.
Now, chicken, since you already won, you cannot express bad sportsmanship, okay? You have to concede to the bunny. Maybe you should be a gentleman and give your winning to the bunny.
All right, chicken hands in.
All right, so what are you planning, chicken, to... what are you going to do with your prize money?
Oh, my prize money is going to be for buying more banana trees so I can crop them on my bananas.
Will you share some bananas to the bunny?
I don't think so, unless the bunny wants to buy my bananas.
Do you think, chicken, that this is the end of tennis career of the bunny?
Oh, yes. My bunny didn't do nothing. I've seen chicken get more movement than that bunny. It's so silent just sitting there. Couldn't even tweak it. It's racket.
And who should you credit? What's the name of your tennis coach?
Oh, it's just me. I coach myself on Sunday afternoons at 4 or 6. It's just me. I'm just on the court. No one else ever there.
I see. How about you, Bunny? Should you fire your tennis coach?
Squeak.
I'm sorry, Bunny. I know you're very sad. You lost a big match today, but, you know, there's no point in crying, wallowing, and just being down to your bunny self. So, Chicken, since you're smiling and really happy about your winning, what should you advise the bunny?
Well, for one, I'd get some opposable thumbs, and so you can grip the handle of the racket. And two, maybe get a little taller and grow some legs. I know the hop is cool and it's efficient, you know, if you're going to scamper around and try to avoid a gunshot or someone shooting at you, but for, you know, hopping across the court to try to hit the ball back is not very good. So I would not advise. I'd get rid of the legs and get some, you know, two tall trunks or something like that. So, those are the two things I'd advise. You get some opposable thumbs and something you can stand on.
Now, you've heard it, Bunny. Please thank the chicken for giving you that very important advice. And maybe... I haven't seen the bunny hop like as fast as that. Did she do something really bad? That was really fast. Yeah, I really don't think she can handle this losing. But you know what? She is teaching us a really nice lesson to be accepting of defeat, because, you know, We cannot win them all.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Tennis Vitals. Have a good weekend.